from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. All that 24 disgruntled Liberal MPs got from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau today at their caucus meeting is that he'll take some time to reflect. Sources say the petition urging the PM to leave was presented to the meeting in Ottawa. It's also said to include an ultimatum. Trudeau should make a decision by Monday or face unspecified consequences. The caucus has 153 members. Trudeau said today that his party is strong and united. Timmins has its first officially designated historic property, complete with a heritage plaque. The plaque will go up in front of 438 Wilson Avenue near the Mattagami River. The two-story log house was built in 1925 and has been in the McKechnie family since 1947. It was bought by Amanda McKechnie's great-grandparents. Her grandfather and his siblings grew up in the house, and now she lives there about a year after relocating from Alberta.
It's pretty cool knowing that like the house is like historic now. They can't really obviously tear it down, so it'll probably be here a long time. And
100 years next year.
It'll be, 100 years next year. It was built in 1925.
After a bit of thought, McKechnie says her favorite part of the house is the living room, with its crown moldings, its lights near the ceiling, and the fireplace. The Timmins Bridge Club is looking for new members, so it's offering lessons on how to play the card game. It's contract bridge they play. The club has dwindled from 20 tables or 80 people to 3 tables. Organizer Bob Hughes says the lessons will be 4 90-minute sessions on Microsoft Teams.
It's a trick-taking game, except it's a partnership game and you bid for the contract. And we use all 52 cards, unlike in Euchre.
It's similar to Hearts, too. Details are on the Timmins Bridge Club's Facebook page and in the audio of my interview with Bob Yu and Bob Pawson on MyTimmonsNow.com. The Bank of Canada has cut its key interest rate for a 4th straight time. In its biggest move in several years, the central bank cut the rate by 50 basis points to 3.75%. Analysts say it shows Canada has returned to an era of low inflation. Bank Governor Tiff Macklem says if the economy continues to evolve broadly in line with the bank's expectations, more interest rate cuts can be expected. And more brands of frozen waffles and pancakes are being recalled over listeria concerns. Health Canada says it involves over 24 products, including No Name, Selection, and Duncan Hines, that have best before dates between October 1st this year and October 11th next year.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.